From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President-elect Donald Trump doubled down Monday in dismissing CIA intelligence that Russia interfered in the U.S. election, even as leading senators from both camps demand a broad investigation into the apparent national security threat. Trump repeated his rejection of the Central Intelligence Agency conclusions that Moscow had sought to bolster the Republicans' White House campaign with the release of hacked Democratic Party documents. You could read more details on this story at voanews.com. Beijing, meanwhile, issued its first clear warning Monday over Donald Trump's rhetoric as state media said China could back forces hostile to the United States if the president-elect follows through with threats to drop Washington's One China policy. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says that he wanted to stress that the Taiwan issue involves China's sovereignty and territorial integrity, also involves China's core interests. He went on to say that if this foundation is disrupted, the sound and steady growth of U.S.-China relations and bilateral cooperation would be impossible. The Syrian army recaptured a major district of Aleppo Monday, leaving rebel fighters cornered in a small area as the battle for the city entered its final phase. A monitor and military official said President Bashar al-Assad's forces appeared on the verge of retaking the city. The European Union said it sent a plane Monday carrying aid for people in Mosul affected by the offensive to take the city from the Islamic State group. The aircraft was carrying 40 tons of supplies and landed in Erbil. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund chief, Christine Lagarde, went on trial Monday in a Paris court. She's accused of negligence for allowing a huge handout to a well-connected businessman when she was in the French government. Lagarde took notes as the judge summed up the years-long legal saga that led to charges against her, those charges she contests. Lagarde faces up to a year in prison if convicted. Egyptian security forces arrested four people suspected of involvement in a bomb attack on a Cairo church that killed 24 people. That comes from President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi Monday. Sisi was speaking at a funeral for those killed, and he also said that Sunday's attack was carried out by a 22-year-old suicide bomber. Six people were arrested Monday in London and other parts of Britain, suspected of planning an act of terrorism. The Northeast Counterterrorism Unit says five men and a woman were detained on suspicion of engaging in the preparation of that act of terrorism and are being held in police custody. Turkey arrested nearly 200 officials from a pro-Kurdish party and struck Kurdish militants in Iraq Monday, all in response to this weekend's twin bombings claimed by a radical Kurd group. The toll from Saturday's attacks, which struck an Istanbul football stadium and a nearby park, rose to 44, according to the country's health minister. Meanwhile, Turkish people thronged to mosques Monday to bid farewell to the victims of those bombings. The EU and Cuba Monday signed a normalization accord long blocked by human rights concerns. It's one of the world's last communist-ruled states that faces a future without revolutionary icon Fidel Castro.
We will now witness the signature of the political dialogue and cooperation agreement between the European Union and its member states on the one part.
The accord was signed by Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez Barrilla and European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini, as well as the 28 EU member states at a ceremony in Brussels. India Monday is evacuating thousands of people from fishing villages as Cyclone Varda barrels toward Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh states at speeds of over 100 kilometers per hour. Heavy rains are accompanying those high-velocity winds as trees are uprooted and power lines are disrupted. World oil prices surged Monday after non-OPEC producers struck a deal to cut output while Europe's main stock markets were subdued before a key meeting due this week. Indices in London, Frankfurt, and Paris steadied after soaring last week. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.